Amen. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, Lord, I just thank you for tonight. I know it's going to be an awesome night. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that you move in our hearts tonight by your Holy Spirit, that every vestige of despair, depression, or oppression is gone because of it. And we praise you, Father, that tonight it's going to be an awesome time with you, Lord, because you're the one leading us. You're the one directing us. You're the one speaking through us also. And we praise you for it, Father, for an awesome, awesome night, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that tonight it's going to be people saved, delivered, set free that we don't even know about. And we praise you for it, Father, because you're the one in charge. And if you're in charge, miracles happen. And we praise you for it, Father, that tonight's going to be a miracle meeting in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay. Hey, look at that family picture. That was awesome, Claire. It was. That was a good picture. Hey, Garrett, good to have you on, brother. Y'all meet Garrett Crawford, a friend of ours. He's been a part of UBM for many, many years. Some of you know him. All right. You got any prayer requests? There he is. He's down in Nolens. Y'all know where Nolens is, don't you? For you people up north, that's New Orleans, I think is the way y'all pronounce it. Yeah, that's Nolens. All right, anybody got any prayer requests? Oh, go ahead, Claire. It's hard to see your hand, but I see it now.
Hello, everyone.
Good evening.
I just have a prayer request. Could you just pray for me, just to strengthen my inner man? I'm going through a trial, and the enemy will not win, cannot win.
Amen. Amen. Father, we just lift up Claire to you, and we thank you, Lord, for filling her with your Holy Spirit, so much so that there's nothing left but you, Lord, and I thank you for that. And I praise you, Father, for any kind of a spirit that's not supposed to be there, infirmity, depression, oppression, anything like that, go. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for your Holy Spirit that's going through her now, filling her, Lord, yes, with your goodness. Because when you fill her, Lord, the lion of Judah's roaring inside of her right now in Jesus' name. Glory to God, glory to God. And we praise you, Father, for what you're doing in her now in Jesus' name. And we cast down any kind of witchcraft may be coming against her and her family in the name of Jesus. And we command you to cease it right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for freedom in this family in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that all the children are going to have their eyes set on Jesus. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Praise you, Father. Ooh, it's done. It is done. Everybody believe that? Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Anyone else? Carol must be. Yeah, Vanita, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to share my testimony. You guys prayed for me on Tuesday for my knee, and it was just hurting so badly. I couldn't even walk, and I went to bed that night, and I just could not get comfortable. My leg just hurt so badly, and then at 2 o'clock in the morning, I turned on the message from David about healing again. I just thought I better listen to that again. And I was listening to that. And then all of a sudden I was like, wait, something's weird. And it just went away completely. It was just fine. I could bend it any direction and it was feeling great. So I was so excited. Praise the Lord. It just, so exciting. So I've been out working, helping everybody. Yes. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. That's a good testimony. All of them are good. All right, anyone else? Yes, Carol, go ahead.
Hi. I just want to say, and I'm sending this to you, Claire, at the same time. Remember this thing with fear that I've had? I really feel like God is just so helping me to conquer anxiety, fear of tomorrow, just these old things that I'm just confronting. And today, as I was working, I got on my knees before I started work and I said, Lord, my biggest thing now is to remember you while I'm working so that I don't, because by the time I realize that I'm in fear, it's already too late. My body's in pain and everything. So I felt he led me to get on my knees, okay, and then to just give him everything. And then he gave me these little post-its, and I made these post-its, and I put them on my screen, okay. And one of them is like to be very vigilant every time I hang up with a client, because I'm on a call center, so I have one call after another, right? And every time I end with one, to just turn off the phone for 1 minute. And to pray for that minute. And then what usually comes up is some kind of fear, and to be violent with the fear. And I was like, what? And I could just tell them, I said, just take authority. I want you to squeeze his neck. And I was like, I bind you. I gag you in the name of Jesus. Amen. And then hold on. This is for you, Claire, for what's going on right now. And then I just go crazy. And I say, and I chop your head off like David did with the Goliath. And it's been working. I've been violently thrashing the enemy all day. And I've had so much energy. And I go out in the hallway and the guys that are doing this, these repairs for the fire, they've just been speaking, going, where do you come from? And I just was thinking, oh, they see the glory of the Lord. So thank you. Coming to this group has just, it just sharpened something that had become so dull and I was falling asleep and I knew I did not want to fall asleep. So Claire and everybody else, we're just cutting off that giant, just thrashing his neck off. And then we cast him back to the pit of hell where he belongs. That's my story. So we got to keep praying for each other and God bless you all.
Amen. I wish somebody get excited about Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. That's awesome, Carol. Thank you. I know Claire's done got her sword out and whacking heads. Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anybody else? Yes, Claire, go ahead.
It reminds me of that verse where the kingdom of God has suffered, was the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, but violent men take it by force. Yeah. And yes, I mean, I agree. I have a praise report from Rian. He's working today, so he asked me if I could share it with you. And obviously, I'm elated to share a praise report with my brothers and sisters. My husband, a few weeks back, was in a meeting at the mine, and the mine manager requested, I can't remember if he told you guys, but he wanted everyone to who's not taking the vaccine to put their hands up. Basically. Okay. So then Rian was the only one who put his hand up. And not all the people were in this meeting, obviously, because I'm sure other people would have put their hands up, but he was the only one in this particular meeting who put his hand up. So anyway, yesterday he went out for a walk at lunchtime and we weren't home. Like I took the kids out to the beach. This doesn't matter. But anyway, he went out and he was fasting and praying and went for a walk and spent time with the Lord. And when he came back, there was this guy who he never sees, right? Like he never sees this guy. They don't work in the same departments or anything, but somehow this guy was in this the same meeting that Rian was in a few weeks back. And he said to Rian, "The man of my thoughts, I'm so glad I get to see you." And Rian's like, "What?" So they had a chat, and it turns out this guy is a Christian, and he is not going to take the vaccine either. And he said to Rian, "I know it doesn't look like I'm one," because he's like tattooed everywhere and he's chiseled, like he's just not like my husband. But anyway, well, yeah, okay, so Rian asked that we Rian asked that we pray for Carl Royal, because Carl believes in the healing power of Jesus. It's not that he's a Christian and he thinks that, you know, this is maybe the mark of the beast and he's scared. He actually believes in the healing power of Jesus. So he doesn't read his Bible much. He comes from a home where his parents were are Christian, but didn't take the name the right way. And so he's a bit scarred by that. And he's married to an unbeliever. This is, he told to Rian, and Rian said, "I should share it all." And they've got small kids and the whole family's taken the vaccination. And they're pressuring him, especially his in-law family, pressuring him to take the vaccine, and he doesn't want to. And then Rian gave him Sovereign God and God's Vaccine yesterday, like hard copies. So praise God. And I'm sure he's just going to eat that up and just love the truth that is shared there. But he would like us to pray for Carl Royal and his precious family. So, Michael, I will leave it to you.
Okay. His name is Carl Royal.
That is correct. Which means free man from Germanic. So I feel like God is just working, anointing. It's beautiful.
Okay. Lord, we lift up Carl to you and his family. Lord, you started something in this family with Carl, and you're going to finish it. And we thank you for it, Father. We thank you, Father, that Carl is going to be the light that brings everybody in his family to you. And I thank you, Lord, for granting repentance and giving Carl, showing Carl that his authority over the spiritual. And I praise you, Father, that this family is going to come in a mighty, mighty way. And I praise you, Lord, for the meeting that you set up with Carl and Rian. And I thank you, Lord, that we're going to see fruit out of this relationship. And we praise you, Father, that your angel is on the job right now, bringing them in Jesus' name. And I command any kind of faction, divisiveness, or any of that stuff out in this family in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, for love replacing it, your love, your heart in this family in Jesus' name. And I praise you, Father, for a supernatural salvation for all in this family, that they'd all come together in one accord and be a powerful, powerful enemy to our enemy. In Jesus' name. Amen. Anybody else want to pray? Lord of God. Yeah, Pat, go ahead.
Father, we just bring Carl to you. We thank you, Lord, the work that you've done in his life. We thank you for the sanctification there and weeding him off of the world. Lord, we thank you for those words that Rian spoke to him. We thank you for the word that he gave him with the Sovereign God and the God's Vaccine book. Lord, there's so much of your word, so much scripture in there. We thank you, Lord, that he's going to eat that up. Please put a desire, a craving in his heart, Lord, to consume that truth. And Lord, we thank you that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and that your word will draw him to you. And we thank you for that, Lord. We claim, Lord, Father, we send the angels to put a hedge of protection around his mind and his heart and the very word that you've provided him in those books. Lord, we ask you to pour out a spirit of desire and craving to draw him to you through that process. And we thank you for it. Just pull down those spirits of deception that would try to hinder him. In the name of Jesus, we pull them down. We bind those spirits of deception, and we command them to leave right now, that you will not take any more ground from Carl, that you will relinquish, you will be revealed, you'll see clearly the deception, and you shall fall away. And we thank you for it, Father. We thank you for the fact that you have drawn him, you have pulled him and separated his mind and his heart to focus upon you, and a desire to look for truth. And we thank you for that you have granted repentance. We ask you, Lord, to bring him all the way through, not just in the door, but all the way through. And we thank you for it, Father. Fill him with your spirit of love and desire and craving to know you. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. All right. Anyone else? Carol, you've got an attack dog in your lap there. That's a cute little dog. All right. Anybody got a testimony? Yeah, George, go ahead, brother.
I just want to praise God and thank him for his word. Thank God that we actually have the word of God that we can read and build our faith on, and so many others that came before us. And I want to lift up those who are having to sacrifice stability and jobs and stepping out on faith right now because they're not complying with the plans of the world. And I just, Father, in the name of Jesus, I put your people before you. And Father, I thank you that you're knocking down every idol in this world, and that every institution and every name that has a name that does not bow to Jesus, that you're judging, Lord. And Father, I thank you that your word is true, that you're not a man that you could lie. I'm so grateful to be shepherded by the good shepherd. So, Father, just continue to feed your sheep. And, Lord, we thank you that you prepare a feast. You prepare that table in the presence of our enemies. And, Father, every enemy of the cross, help us to do battle like you've called us to, Lord. Help us to run our race. And I just thank you again, Father, for your care and for your provision. And we've never seen the righteous forsaken or God's seed begging for bread. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All right, anyone else?
Yeah, Michael.
Yeah.
It's Judy. I just want to.
Judy, who? I can't see you.
Well, you're not going to see me. I just got out of the shower.
Oh, no, please leave the black on.
That's why it's on black. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. You go ahead.
Well, I want to praise the Lord tonight because he just gave me such an awesome day. I walked with some girls and we went out for breakfast. Then another friend took me to Walmart. We just walked around there. And then I had a couple that lives near me that took me to A&W. I mean, just was so awesome day. So I want to bless everybody that blessed me today. And I just want to thank the Lord because it was just so awesome of a day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And also our neighbor Crystal is here with me, with Sue and I, and she would like to have prayer for her family. She would like to have peace in her family. So we'd just ask you to pray for her to have peace in her family. Crystal, that lives.
I sure will.
Okay,
I wanted to make a comment. That was an awesome trip to that gourmet place called the A&W. That was an awesome place.
I know. We had a root beer float. Woo!
Woohoo! Glory to God. That's awesome. Okay. Yeah. Yes, Lord, we lift up Krista to you and her family. And in the name of Jesus, I command that factious spirit out of there. And right now, in Jesus' name, we bind you up and cast you out of there. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that you're going to place it in Crystal. Get up in the morning and cast them out every morning because they drag them in.
Amen.
You're going to do it, Crystal, in Jesus' name. You have the authority. It says in Luke chapter 10 and verse 19 that he gave you the authority over all the power of the enemy. And we just praise God that you're going to do that, and you're going to have a peaceful house from this point on, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you for granting repentance throughout that whole house and bring them in, Lord. We pray the Lord of Harvest would send somebody that they would listen to bring them in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord,
amen.
God, it's done, Crystal.
Thank you. Yep. Also, I want to mention, everybody hurry up and come to Tennessee because we got some awesome people here and you got to meet every one of them. Thank you.
Amen.
Including me. Amen.
Yeah, even Victoria. Praise the Lord. Yeah, Victoria. Awesome. Okay, but make sure the Lord brings you. Okay. And they shower. Okay. Okay. Absolutely. That's a necessity. Hey, Isaac. Good to see you. Did you see Garrett in here?
Yeah, I see him over there.
Yeah.
She knows him for a while.
Amen. All right. Anyone else?
I'll say a little something.
Go ahead, Garrett.
I just appreciate the Lord and the lengths that he goes to bring back wayward sheep. You know, gosh, I am just down here in a fire in Louisiana. I mean, just, it's just crazy what, and it's, the Lord has designed all of this. You know, I own a business and we're down here, you know, storm chasing and cleaning up the wreckage from the you know, hurricane. And gosh, that was just not the plan for the Lord for me down here. It's anything but, and he tricked me. Lord always tricks me, but in a good way. He's just dealing with me down here. I was comfortable, lukewarm in my sin back home. And gosh, man, he just got me down here and has just exposed me, humbled me. I'm away from my family. I miss my kids, my wife. I've had one trial after the other. We've had faction. I feel, you know, you just kind of feel like David sometimes when the faction breaks out and you're in the middle of it and everybody's attacking you and you don't know what you did wrong, but I know what I did wrong. But you know, the Lord has designed a perfect crucifix for me down here. And, you know, I'm just so grateful. And I just told the Lord, you know, whatever you need to do to whatever you, Lord, I give you full permission. He doesn't need permission, but I'm going to cooperate. And I don't know how long this crucifix is going to last. It must be pretty bad because I'm obviously here on Zoom. but I'm just grateful for the Lord to grant repentance, to design plans to rescue his children from waywardness. And, you know, and it's just not open sin. It's just these things that are in us, you know, hypocrisy, pride, self-righteousness, judgment that, you know, we don't always see. It's not, you know, pornography and drugs and these outward things, but it's things of the heart. And, you know, I was called out down here by an unbeliever. And, you know, and it hurt. And, you know, we had a business falling out, and I believe he's in the wrong, but he said some things about my Christian walk that he had seen. And I had to admit, you know, I am that man. And God brought me down here to reveal that, you know, this wouldn't have happened back home, you know. So just so grateful for the Lord. You know, I'm down here, and just this is the COVID capital, I think, right now, New Orleans. I mean, it's really serious. I'm unvaccinated, you know, but every time my wife brings up, you know, COVID, or the, you know, she was a registered nurse, so that's always on her mind. And every time she brings it up, I say, babe, but the blood. And I just keep repeating that. And that's always the answer. You know, you could say whatever you want, but, you know, about any danger, anything coming towards us, but I just say, but the blood. And that covers it all. And I'll end with this. I had really felt like the last couple months I had been out of covenant with the Lord. You know, and I was only living by his mercy, which we're living by mercy anyway, but really I felt like I knew that I had been not living right, and I was aware of it. And I knew the Lord was coming for me. I just didn't know when or how. And, you know, he designed this perfect plan. And I just want to be back in covenant. You know, I don't want to be living off of mercy and grace all the time. I want to be in covenant. I want to be in an agreement. I want to be keeping my end of the bargain, which his end of the bargain was, you know, 99%. He's just asking us for 1%. You know, he did so much for us. So, you know, not the greatest testimony of miracles and, you know, all these things, but just, you know, God is, merciful in judgment. And I just thank him so much for exposing my heart in front of others, you know, forcing me to, you know, confess, and just humble myself before unbelievers. Because like I was telling Michael Hare earlier, you know, it won't always be a Michael Hare or David Eales calling you out, your spiritual authority. It may be somebody beneath you, you know, in terms of like an unbeliever, somebody that you typically wouldn't receive from, somebody that may have done you wrong, and you're holding on to that. But all the while, the things they're saying about you were true, and you have to own it. You know, like I was telling another brother, I had been speaking, you know, I got falling out with another business owner down here, long story, but, you know, and I don't feel like I can ever speak into his life again. I've been speaking into his life for 4 years, and, you know, I came down here, and, you know, I think he's seen my hypocrisy, and I think I've lost that opportunity to speak into his life anymore. But like a brother told me, you know, Garrett, don't worry about it. God's able to make him stand. You know, but yeah, I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm in the belly of the beast right now, and I'm praising God for this fellowship, and I'm just praising God for repentance, and just, you know, I just feel like, you know, King David right now, you know, just being exposed, you know, and it's I appreciate it. I appreciate the Lord so much. So that's it.
Amen. Thank you, Garrett. That was good. Actually, really good. You are in the belly of the beast down there, no doubt. Amen. All right. Anyone else? Yes, David. Let me say hello to Ice. Y'all see Ice? Say hello to Ice down there. She's came and visited us this week.
Hi.
Hey, Ice. How you doing? Is Crystal that way?
No, Crystal lives 2 hours away from me.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Go ahead, Elena.
Hey, everyone. So Tuesday, I shared my dream about Addie and what we went through that night. I forgot to share how after we prayed and casted out whatever was in her, when we went back to our room that night, we could not stop praying. Like, it was so amazing, honestly. Just the Holy Spirit filled us, and we prayed for so long and did such warfare like we hadn't done really in a while. And towards the end of that, like as we were finishing up praying, I was filled with such thanksgiving. Like, it's unexplainable because I was so thankful for what we went through with Addie, because it brought out that moment of prayer in us. And I was just praising the Lord for it. But then the next day, and like that night, I even turned to David and I was like, I want to always have these prayers. Like, it was so good. I want to do this all the time. But then the next day, it was weak. I just simple prayer here, there, nothing, you know, like not actually trying to be in the presence of the Lord. And then the next night was a struggle with her. And then, and the next night, and then this last night, it was like the worst night I've ever had with her. Nothing was helping calm her down. It was so hard. She woke up so much at night. And I would pray in the spirit. And as I was praying in the spirit, she would act even worse, cry even worse. And it was rough. And this morning when I woke up, she woke me up this morning, and she was already cheerful because she got a few hours of sleep, and she was happy when she woke up in the morning. I had this like I was like upset with her for what she put me through this night, and I knew it was wrong, but like I went to her room and she greeted me so happily. She was just smiling, and it softened my heart, but at the same time I like didn't want to fully show her all my love because I was like, man, you put me through this last night. And then like right after I thought that, I got a text from my husband, and he said that Michael, you prayed for her and that you thought it was a demonic attack. And I instantly was just like, Lord, forgive me. Like, that, it wasn't her. She's not the one who put me through that. And so I instantly got rid of that, what I felt towards her, and repented of it. And so all day today, I've been listening to, catching up on some of the Bible studies I've missed, and just praying throughout the day. And I realized, I was like, the Lord is allowing this to happen. He wants me to be a prayer warrior. He wants me to be in his presence always. And he's letting this trial happen. And I was like, I have been complaining. I've been, you know, like, why is this going on? And so I really honestly praise the Lord. You know, he has a good purpose for this. I know he does. And so I am thankful for this trial. And I want to endure it joyfully. And so that what God's desire is to come out of this, I want that to happen. I don't want to be kicking and fighting. And I just want to go through it how he wants me to, faithfully.
Amen. Well, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Alina to you, and I thank you, Lord, for the work that you're doing in her and David both. Lord, I ask that you place patience in her, long suffering in her, and I thank you for helping her do that. But that's over. We take authority over this demonic entity that has disrupted this family. In the name of Jesus, we bind you up and cast you out of there. In Jesus' name. You can't come back. And I thank you, Lord, for placing it in Alina and David to be spiritual warriors. And I thank you for doing that, Lord, that they would pray when they get up and they pray when they go to bed. And I thank you for doing that, Father, in Jesus' name. And I command any kind of spirits of condemnation off of Alina and David. You go from her in Jesus' name. Any kind of confusion, go right now. In the name of Jesus, frustration, go. In Jesus' name, bitterness, anger, go. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you that you've replaced it with your Holy Spirit. I ask, Lord, that you fill Alina right now with your Holy Spirit, with joy and peace and love in her heart. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you that she's back on the road. She's going to be the spiritual warrior that she knows. Yes, Carol said he'll cut his head off. That's exactly right. It's gone. In Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, she's going to put on that spiritual armor and fight the battles that you've already laid out for her. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Anybody else? Yes, Carol. Marilyn, I'm sorry.
We come against any spirit of night terrors, nightmares, fear that have been plaguing Adelina. I just command this sleep disruption out of her in the authority of the mighty name of Jesus. You have to go in Jesus' name. And Father, pour your spirit out, Father. I pray just an outpouring of the Holy Spirit on Adelina and Abigail and Alina and David, Father. I just pray the righteousness, peace, and joy of the Holy Spirit to comfort them, to keep them. And Father, thank you for the presence of the angels. They're the ministering spirits for the heirs of salvation, and that they are there and they are present. And then whatever this is, it is gone in Jesus' name, and it's not coming back. And everybody's getting a great night's sleep. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise you, Father, for the victory in the Timochuk family in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God, glory to God. All right. That's done. It's done. Anyone else? Yeah, Samuel.
I just wanted to pray as well for Adelina and David and their two beautiful daughters. Lord, we lift them up to you. You know what they're going through. And we cast away this witchcraft. We destroy these altars and assignments the enemy's trying to set up against them. We destroy them with holy fire. The pits that the enemy has dug, they shall fall into it. And the enemy, you should only answer to the Lord Jesus Christ. We all obey him and his power and authority. Everyone must obey. So get away from the family now in Jesus' name. We leave everything and we lift it up to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
You're muted, Michael.
I knew that. All right, Carol, go ahead.
Okay, it's continued prayer. I'm just getting really strongly to to pray that that violence that we were praying about, but that righteous violence on this family and on the parents specifically. And the scripture God was giving me is in Jeremiah 10, but the Lord is the true God. He is the living God. He is the eternal King. And when he is angry, holy, 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 the earth trembles. The nations cannot endure his wrath. So that's the kind of righteous violence and anger, Father, we pray right now to pour into this family, that they would stand and not stand for this spirit to come and torment this child. This is your child. This is your family. And we just go with this fire right now in my belly, and we take that sword and we just chop his head off. But I pray that that fire, that violence that you're teaching me to have, Lord, I pray that it be presented into this family right now in Jesus' name. I breathe it on you. I breathe it on you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, Joe.
Michael, when Carol was speaking the first time, I was choking on something, but I haven't eaten anything, so it feels like I couldn't breathe. I'm not sure if it's an attack or something, but it's all on my throat and my lungs. But please pray for me.
Okay. Your throat? Okay.
I couldn't.
Go ahead.
It feels like I was just choking something, but I haven't eaten anything. So it feels like I couldn't breathe.
Okay.
Lungs is lit and I couldn't breathe, yeah.
We come against that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. And it to go in Jesus' name. You don't have a right there. The blood of Jesus covers Joe. And you go and take your symptoms with you. And we command that spirit of infirmity to leave him. And take you all your little entities with you in Jesus' name, right now, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, that Joe is healed, delivered, and set free by your son's blood in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. It's done.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, Claire. Go ahead, Claire.
I'd just like to pray a spirit of peace over all of us right now. Thank you, Lord, blessing us with a spirit of peace. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom, and we are free from the sin. We're free from death, and nothing will harm us. And we pray, Father, that we will remember the scriptures that you have put in us, Lord, because your word doesn't return void. And we pray that Joe receives the full benefit of oxygen, and that his body retains high oxygen levels throughout this whole meeting, and that he is blessed beyond measure with visions and confirmations of everything that goes on today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. We receive that in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Y'all see what God's doing here? He's pulling that golden cord tighter and tighter and tighter. Yeah, praise the Lord. It's looking good. All right, anybody else? God's doing something here. Thank you, Lord. I want to pray for a lady that I've been praying for quite some time now. Lord, I lift up Debbie to you, and I command that spirit of, I want everybody to believe with me, that spirit of infirmity off of her, every one of you. I don't care what you call yourself, you got to go. The word of God says it. And I command you right now to leave her body in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you that every organ, every cell that has been damaged, be repaired in Jesus' name, be restored as new in Jesus' name in David's body. And we thank you, Father, that all the symptoms have gone, all the pain, all the stuff that she's been putting up, and I command them eyes to see 2020 in Jesus' name. I command that tooth to be healed in Jesus' name. I command that tumor to dry up and fall off in Jesus' name. And the rest of her body be restored as new in Jesus' name. The spirit of cancer, go from her right now in Jesus' name. Everything that the enemy has tried to take from her, you spirit of infirmity, leave. I bind you and cast you off of her right now in the name of Jesus. And I praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord, that she is healed. Amen. You got your hand up, Julie?
Yes, sir, I do. I'd like to pray for Angelica. Heavenly Father, I thank you for our sister. I thank you, Lord, that she is an overcomer and she is not under the curse. We command every attack on her body to go, all tightness to go from her chest area, all heaviness, all oppression, all anxiety, fear, worry, anxiety, and the like, and all the symptoms of it. You go. Get off of her in the name of Jesus. You have no legal ground to touch her, to be there in that house. She is a holy temple of the Lord God. She is clean, and you cannot be there. There is nothing unclean in the body of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for giving Angelica strength in you, a joy and peace and a praise upon her lips. And we glorify you, Lord. We praise you. We lift you up. We lift you up and we praise you, Lord, that anything is, I just rebuke all accusing spirits coming against her and trying to convince her that she has done something in Jesus' name. You liars, go from her. She was saved by your grace, Father, at the cross of Jesus. The blood of Jesus paid for everything we ever did, everything. So I command that guilt and condemnation and accusations and doubt and uncertainty about her walk. You go from her, get off of her, and don't you come back. Get off of her. She has done nothing wrong. Praise Jesus. I rebuke every lie of the enemy coming against her and this body. We are sanctified. We are perfected in Christ Jesus. The enemy has nothing. He is a liar. We command that accuser to be bound and gagged and removed from this place in Jesus' name. You have nothing here, devil. I thank you, Lord, for setting us all free from this bondage of doubt and uncertainty and guilt and condemnation and the tactics of the enemy. We are on to you. We know who we are in Christ Jesus. We know our legal rights, and we do not accept any of these fear, worry, and anxiety and accusations against us. And I thank you, Lord, for bringing peace into all of our lives. And I thank you, Father, that your word is your word is your word is your word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You will not fail us, and we have to pick up our sword and fight. So thank you, Lord, for strengthening us all to do this, Lord. The enemy cannot prevail against your body. And I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. It is done. Angelica, be free, girl. In Jesus' name. Ooh, my. All right, go ahead, Galchenkos, Lana.
Hi, everybody. I'd like to ask for some prayer. This afternoon, I spent quite a bit of time in the spirit warring for a friend of mine who I spoke to last night. She has a mentally ill 20-year-old son, and she's under a lot of heaviness and oppression, and I just encouraged her to text me if she'd like prayer, and that I'd be happy to go and pray for her. And so today in the spirit, that's what happened. And shortly after spending time in prayer for her, also prayed for myself and some family members, but mainly for her and her son and her household. I came under attack physically. I have not been able to get my sugar levels to go down. I don't measure my sugar levels. I can just feel it.
And it's like, I can't find enough food or protein heavy food in the house to get myself to feel better. So it's definitely an attack. And at this point, I just have no appetite to keep trying. And there's been a lot of just condemnation coming against me regarding my health as well. And I'm really struggling tonight. So I'm just asking for y'all to stand in faith with me that this is done. This is gone in the name of Jesus, and that every spirit that I've rebuked is obeying in the name of Christ, and that I am no longer under this attack. Thank you.
Amen. Devil, I'm putting you on notice. In the name of Jesus, you go from this fellowship. You go from Lana. You're not welcome. And by the blood of Jesus, I command you to leave her now in Jesus' name. Despair, go in the name of Jesus. Depression, go in the name of Jesus. Condemnation, go in the name of Jesus. And I command all witchcraft right now to cease from her family. I'm talking about the whole family in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, for your cleansing power moving through Lana, Theo, and the boys right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for doing that for them. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. We hook our faith up with her and believe that everything that she's prayed is answered already in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for doing that for them. And I pray the blood of Jesus over her family in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for doing that. And Lord, we thank you that the blood sugar level is already corrected in Jesus' name. Praise you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. My. It's done, Lana, it's done. I just saw a bolt of lightning go through there in Jesus' name. That's the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. My.
Thank you so much for that. I was praying in the spirit as well, and I felt that I was on the verge of vomiting, and I felt that that was the relief, that was the deliverance from the Lord. Praise you, Jesus, I am healed.
Praise God. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. You're an awesome God, Lord. You're so gracious and merciful with us. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. How many of you know we got, with all the people here, we have so much power in Christ that every prayer is going to be answered. Every one of them. It's already been answered. Matter of fact, he said received, didn't he? That's what he said. Amen. We do. We give thanks to you, Lord. Oof, my. I feel better all over than I did anywhere else. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All right. Anybody else? I want to pray for Michael. My family. Yes, Garrett, go ahead.
So, you know, I just want to pray, like, I'm down here and it's like, you know, and I deserve it, everything that I'm going through down here, but, you know, I am having, it seems to be now a legal dispute with another company down here that I tried to merge with and do some work with. And it was kind of like a Lot and an Abraham scenario. Me and him got along, but our guys couldn't. And there was like a big, big blow up. And that caused me and him to argue. Our separation, wasn't as peaceful as Lot and Abraham's. But, you know, I just pray, like, it's the text messages are being sent back and forth, and it's getting pretty ugly. He's talking about, you know, suing me or this or that. I don't think I had done anything wrong to him, but you know, it's a lot of unforgiveness. And I've just been praying for me and him to both let go of any hurt, either real or imagined. And the Lord's really been speaking to me about that, you know, because some hurts are imagined and some hurts are real, but we have to get to the same place with them. And that's total forgiveness. And so, you know, I'm not worried about the money or the business side, but it's just a testimony. And, you know, I don't want it to end like this. I want there to be peace. I don't want there to be, I feel like, you know, when the two women brought the child before King Solomon, they both were fighting over it, and one just let it go. And I felt like I did that, but there's still the contention, and I still maybe feel like in my heart I haven't. So I just had to confess that. And really, honestly, I just want there to be a miracle. I want there to be forgiveness. I want there to be relationships restored. And I'm just praying for the anxiety to go away. Cause as much as I have, I'm sure he has too. And like I said, I've been ministering to him for 4 years, and he's not really a Christian, but I think I kind of blew it down here with some other issues. So, you know, if God can do a miracle, I can receive it. I want it. He's done so many. So, you know, I just ask for reconciliation, restoration, forgiveness between these two parties. And, you know, I would really appreciate that. So,
okay.
And well, let me just pray. I'll pray.
Yeah, sir. Go ahead.
And you guys all agree with me. And, you know, this has been a new one for me. I've been in a lot of situations, a lot of trials and tests, but this has been a new one. You know, this has been a new one that I've been through. I think we can all agree when we get in situations like this, we have to kind of look in the mirror first. So that's what I'm doing. So, Lord God, I just come before you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I just confess my sins to you. And I've confessed my sins to my brothers and to those I've wronged. And I ask for reconciliation and forgiveness. I don't want, you know, this to get into some long-standing, months-long, you know, tit-for-tat, email, lawyer stuff. So, you know, Lord, whatever you want me to let go of, if I haven't fully let go of anything, I surrender it now. You know, whatever we're fighting over, just to let it go. And Lord, if you could restore my testimony back, I would appreciate it. But, you know, Lord, we're of no regard in this earth. So that's not really important either. The main thing is, you know, glorifying Christ, you know, not our reputation. So, but I just pray for forgiveness, Lord God. I just take all this energy and this faith of this large group of believers from around the world, Lord God, and I just ask it to just be centered here in New Orleans, Louisiana, Lord God, and just bring healing and bring forgiveness, Lord, you know, between me and my, you know, former friend, but hopefully we can be friends again. So I just ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Okay, let's do something else while we're at it. In the name of Jesus, right now, I bind up faction between the men. I bind it up. You don't have a right there. You go from that group, both of them, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, for fulfilling what Garrett prayed, that there would be reconciliation between him and his friend there. And we're going to call him his friend because we know how great and mighty you are, Lord. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father.
I will say this. This is so crazy. You know, we know down here in New Orleans is full of witchcraft. I mean, it's voodoo witchcraft. And that's why they keep on getting judged down here. I mean, let's be honest. This is a wicked, simple place. And that's mm-hmm. why they, I mean, I've been down here twice and we've been hit with two hurricanes. I mean, that's not a coincidence. Okay. So it was so crazy. Like when we had the big blow up, both of our companies, we were all staying in like one big Airbnb. And after the big blow up, we all went back to the house. And it got pretty angry. I mean, thank God there was no violence, but a lot of people were screaming and yelling. I was one, probably the worst. And I have to admit, like, one, the guy that I've had the issue with looked at me and said, "Man, you're like the devil." You know, because I was angry, you know, that we had been wronged. And, you know, I had to really admit, yes, you probably are seeing the devil. Anytime there's anger and cussing, that's Satan. So I had to own that. Like, yes, I was fully giving myself over to the devil. But I'll say this too. So, you know, here we are on this porch, you know, we're down in this downtown New Orleans in the city, staying in this house. Big eruption of fighting. You know, there was a whole porch of crazy restoration contractors just, you know, screaming and yelling at each other. And all of a sudden the fighting stopped and it got quiet. And then all of a sudden we started hearing two streets down or two houses down. We started hearing two houses down. Sorry, I was getting somebody to pull me into the house and I'm got to finish this. The people two houses down started going crazy too. And they were getting louder than we were. And I actually thought somebody was going to pull out a gun. I mean, we weren't in the best, you know, we're like in downtown New Orleans, probably in like not the best place. And I walked outside and I walked in the street and, you know, our group had been calmed down and it, you know, had things had settled down. We were still angry, but I literally felt like the spirit that was on us had jumped to the house next to us or the two houses down. And you could just see it plain as day. And even the unbelievers around me that work for me, I said, "Did you recognize this is a spirit, right? It was on us and it jumped two houses down." And they just went crazy. They were more angry than us. And this was on September 11th, the morning of September 11th. And one of my unbelieving, you know, workers even said, he's like, "Garrett, when I woke up this morning, I heard a crow outside my window and I knew something bad was going to go down." Now, I'm not superstitious, but, you know, there are omens and God uses the natural earth around us to, you know, but it was pretty remarkable that I knew that there was definitely spiritual warfare. And doesn't it just make you mad that, you know, you got played like that, that, you know, that you're a believing Christian. And when you see the spirit, you know, working within you, and then when they're done, when the spirit's done with you, it just moves on to the next, you know, the next group. And I just thought, man, I know better than that. You know, I let the devil take over, got angry. We said very hurtful things back and forth to each other. And once that was said and the wounds were set, the spirit was finished. He moved on to the next house. And I bet you that spirit kept going to house all through that neighborhood the whole day. But it was remarkable that we can't forget about spiritual warfare. We can't forget about, you know, that the devil is going to, he wants to cause division. And, you know, sometimes the biggest Christian in a room can be the biggest one at fault, or, you know, what we perceive as the biggest Christian, you know, so, yeah, it was just pretty crazy. I mean, this is a lot of spiritual warfare going on down here. But yeah, I just wanted to say that to have seen that, it was pretty rememorable. Amen. Maybe not in a good way, but
it's a lesson.
Still to see, you know.
Amen. Thank you, Garrett. We bound up faction down there, so that's not going to be a problem. You got to get your uniform on. Amen. Go ahead, Claire.
I just remembered something, which is so weird. Last night before I went to bed, we normally pray and do the normal things, and the light was already off, and then I just started praying against all this voodoo. I've never prayed against voodoo. Well, I mean, I've prayed against voodoo in I'm going to pray against all of this stuff now, and then that comes up. But it was like the Lord woke me or hindered me from sleeping until we had specifically prayed against voodoo against the brethren. So I think, I'm glad that I prayed, because I believe my prayer is answered, and I don't think any voodoo curses, regardless of where we are, is going to hinder our walk or going to be a problem. Those fiery darts just fall at our feet. So thank you, Lord, for giving us your Holy Spirit and your presence and your prompting to be able to pray for our brethren. I mean, I didn't even know what Garrett looked like until today. I didn't know where he was. I didn't know. Do you know what I mean? And the Lord let me pray against something that is potentially harmful for another member of the body somewhere else in the world. So thank you, Father, for your blessing and your mercy and your grace and your truth. And we walk in your truth, Lord. And as long as we keep on walking in your truth, Lord, wow, we will be more than overcomers. Thank you so much, Father.
Amen. Amen. Garrett's down in New Orleans, but he's from Ohio. That's where he lives. Go ahead. First of all, let me do something. I think I saw something. Yeah, let's pray for Angelica. Lord, I ask that you fill her right now with your Holy Spirit. Fill her up, Lord. Thank you, Father, for doing that, replacing everything with you, Lord, that you don't want in there. And give her so much of you, Lord. Give her everything that she can bear, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we praise you for doing that for our sister. We thank you, Lord, that she has a new heart, a new attitude, because that attitude is now you. And we praise you, Father, for placing love, joy, peace, and the rest in you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And a faith that's unshakable, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Praise you, Father. Glory to God. Amen. Okay, Pat. I got 911. Yeah.
I got 909. But anyway. Garrett's testimony was, I kept thinking as I'm listening to him talk there, and that is the miracle that God does in turning hearts, because the whole ship doesn't go anywhere until that the heart is turned. And that's really where the miracle is. So I really appreciate that testimony. And again, this is the first time I've seen Garrett, so I don't know, a background or any of that sort of thing. By the way, my wife is from Ohio, so there's a kind of a kindred spirit there somehow. But anyway, the thought of a similar situation came to my mind as I was thinking about the faction between the groups. And obviously, when you're in the midst of that faction and the anger and emotion and everything is happening, there's not a lot you can do. You're riding the wave. The only thing you can do is bail, turn and run or whatever. So I know that the Lord knows how to diffuse those situations. And obviously, in the confession that Garrett was making, I don't know if Garrett, I don't see him here, so I don't know if he jumped off the call or what, but I found that it just in the same way that he has confessed his sin before us and has been very open and honest about that situation, is to go back to those in the group that he specifically offended or, you know, that sort of thing, and ask for forgiveness or confession and forgiveness, even in the midst of those unbelievers. As to, I mean, I've just found that it may be on a personal level or on a personal basis, a one-by-one situation that if it doesn't resolve the conflict or disable the attack, it certainly brings a peace to my heart when I've had to do it. But many times I've seen the whole situation diffuse and flip 180 degrees, just because you admit what you did was wrong and are really sincere about that person forgiving you. But anyway, I had a similar situation in a family after I'd become a Christian. We had gone up to my sister's house, she lived in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And so we went up there, and there was all kinds of drinking and yelling and screaming, and people got angry and whatever. And of course, a fight broke out. And I, at the time, I didn't know how to resolve to deal with it. I wasn't particularly involved in the fight, but I was, shall we say, I was riding the wave, and everything around me was just the spirit of anger, and everything was just unleashed. And anyway, these two guys were going to fight. I mean, really, you know, punch each other out type of thing. It was one of those things. And so I went out on the front yard and just started praying, because you could just see like the whole thing was just a boiling point. And the two that picked the fight, it was one of those things like, listen, I'm going to meet you out on the front yard. You get out there on the front yard and I'm going to, you know, wail on you or whatever. And so the first guy walked out of the house, and you know, I could hear him, you know, yelling inside. And the first guy walked out of the house, and of course he walked through one of these. He let the screen door shut back. It wasn't a screen door. It was a full view glass door that didn't have any markings on it. And of course these guys were drunk, and they were in the midst of getting ready to just beat, you know, the holy daylights out of each other. The first guy walked out on the front yard, and he was standing out there getting ready like he's gonna punch the guy. And the other guy, being drunk, came up to the front door, and he didn't realize that there was a door there. And he hit the thing and smashed his nose into this door. And everybody broke out laughing, believe it or not. And the whole fight was diffused. And so the Lord has a way of of settling those issues and diffusing those things. So I just encourage Garrett to cooperate with the Lord. He's already cooperated with the Lord. He's confessed his sin before us. He's clean before the Lord. And I believe that the Lord will heal that relationship. And so I just wanted to pray for Garrett. Father, I just ask you, Lord, to bless his heart. Open up his eyes to cooperate with you in whatever way that you would have him do or say or speak or whatever you would have him do, Lord. We trust you that your Holy Spirit is greater in this situation. We command the angels, we send forth the angels right now to bind those spirits of anger and faction and divisiveness. And Lord, we ask you to diffuse this situation by your Holy Spirit, your truth. Bring forth something in their mind and their understanding that they can see past the anger, past the offense. I don't know how you'd figure those things out and do those things, Lord, but you are a master at diffusing situations. And so I just trust you for it, Lord. We are confident that you can and will do so. We just ask you to send your spirit and fill Garrett, Lord, fill him to the uttermost, bring forth out of him whatever you want him to see, to confess anything that may be there that he may not see, Lord. We just trust you. You've given him the spirit of life, the spirit of light, and the spirit of truth to guide him into that light. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bind any spirits of voodoo, of faction, of witchcraft, anything right there. We put a hedge of thorns. We send the angels right now to hedge around him. And his family and his workers, Lord, to hedge around them and protect them, set up a camp around them that nothing can penetrate. We thank you, Father, for your word of truth, that he that fears the Lord, you set up an encampment around them, and that the devil cannot penetrate your word. And we thank you for that, Lord. Just bless him in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. We believe with Pat, it is done. Thank you, Lord. All right. Yes, Isaac, go ahead.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Isaac.
Hey, great to see you again. Glad to see everybody. Could y'all say a prayer for me real quick? Because I have just been working so much. And it's too much at times. I don't know, maybe in 8 days, I probably put in over 100 hours. Man, beat. And it's just critical. It's just a critical time. We're kind of in the critical stage of this project. But, you know, I find myself not having much time to read the Bible. And I may get a little bit in, but it's just not that quality time that I really need to sit there and soak on things, because I'm not a fast reader. And I find I just need to sit there and stew on it. And now that I'm home, I can. But it's funny, because if it ain't one distraction after another, and it's almost like my flesh wants, I feel it. Like it wants to be distracted. Oh, let's do this. Well, go do this real quick. You can hit this chapter after this. And I've just been saying this and believing it. Y'all believe with me and say a prayer, if you will, that draw me and we will run after thee. That's what I want, and I want that time. Because I know when I was in Texas, I had a lot more time. And, buddy, if it just wasn't the most amazing thing, just to be able to sit there and be in the Word. And in my little bitty understanding, just it was so cool to see God give me things. And I honestly couldn't even make it happen for myself. And it's a gift from him. And I felt it. And I want that back. And I want to quit being so busy with work. It's too consuming. So if y'all pray, and I'm already in agreement. Thank you.
Amen. Lord, we just ask for a fresh anointing for Isaac. Put him into that place, Lord, that you want him to be in. And we praise you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you're going to make time. You're going to wake him up early. Wake him up early to get in your word and to make the day with you, Lord. And we thank you for it. We praise you, Father, for the strength, energy, and the wisdom, Lord, that you're going to give him to get this job done, get it done on time. And it's going to be amazing. And we praise you for it, just like the last miracle you did for him. We're going to look for this miracle too, Lord. And we thank you for doing that for Isaac. In Jesus' name, fill him up, Lord, with your wisdom and your Holy Spirit and your peace in his heart. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. It is done. Amen. My. Praise the Lord. It's been awesome. Yes, David. Lena.
It's me this time.
Okay.
After I called you this morning while I was at work, Michael, I walked outside because I wasn't going to wait till later. I needed to be done right then. After you prayed, I felt this feeling, and I had tears rolling down my eyes after. And I knew that it was over at that moment. Like, this whole thing with Addy was over. And not long after, I put my earbuds in and I started listening to music, and a song popped up, and it's called "Go Rest High on That Mountain." And it is such a beautiful song because it sings about that your work on earth is over, and all this suffering, everything's over. Just go rest on that mountain. And that was just such an encouragement, and it was a confirmation that it is over. We don't have to suffer anymore. We just got to go rest in his place, at his place, and praise God for that.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. The victory is theirs in Jesus' name. All right. Thank you, Jesus. You got two hands up, Judah. Or you just praising God. Okay. All right. Amen. I want to read you something that I wrote down. It's in lyrics. It's a lyrics off of a song. And it's just, it's applicable to what we're doing tonight. And some of you will probably recognize it. It says, "Can you hear it? The thunder in the distance. When we worship, the Lion of Judah roars. Strongholds crumbles all around in the presence of the Lord. There'll be victory in the camp at the shout of El Shaddai. Every enemy will flee from the fire in his eyes. Every captive will be free in this year of Jubilee. When we hear the shout of El Shaddai, let the life of your river flow, Lord. Glory to God, and let it engulf everybody here in Jesus' name. Amen." That's a Paul Wilbur song off that album, Jerusalem. Amen. Amen. Okay, anyone else? Yes, Missy.
I've been sitting here listening to everybody and you know, thinking I need some prayer. It's kind of like you get, I don't know, I don't know how to describe it. It's almost like I do warfare every day when I get up in the morning, you know, and you know, against, you know, spirits and stuff like that. But there hasn't been that fervency and that I don't know how to describe it, just that it's a part of it is when I get up and, you know, it's hard for I set my alarm clock to go off at 5:30. Very rarely do I get up then. It's more like 6:30. And when I get up, I'm just like so dragging. It takes me a while to get awake. I'm just like so like out of it, you know. And it's not like I get to bed really late, usually, or like I know there's another sister that says that she has issues with feeling tired or whatever. And I go through spells of that, you know, like if, you know, it's like you're not used to having to quote unquote take a nap in the afternoon, or lots of times when it hits me, if I don't lay down and take a little bit of a nap in the afternoon, it hits me in the evening. I mean, I could like after dinner, after a little bit, I could just lay down and take a couple hours nap and I'm just like out. Cause it's like, there's no point in me trying to be in the word or anything when I'm just that tired, you know? And it's just, I just feel like I need prayer for, you know, I battle spirits, not necessarily that, or on me per se, or in me that I have a specific issue with it. It's just they're in the house and I have to battle with them, complacency and apathy and sluggishness and all that. And I have to battle spirits like that, you know, and distraction. You know, it's like I'll try and have my time with the Lord, and sometimes it's hard to get my mind focused on the Lord, you know, even in prayer. And sometimes I feel like the Lord says, well, get in the word for a little bit so that your mind is set more on me. Read the word, you know, because it's almost like sometimes trying to pray first doesn't necessarily work. I mean, I do try and pray in the spirit for a while and everything too, but I just need some prayer for all that. I don't know if all that made sense, but I want to have more of a focus and be able to focus more on the Lord and more of a heart for prayer. I want that, but it's just it's like all these spirits that I'm battling and everything are hindrances.
Okay. Let's do that. But Lord, we lift up Missy to you. And we thank you, Father, for the work you're doing in her. But we come against the spirits of distraction, mind-wandering spirits. You go in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for putting a focus, a tunnel vision focus upon you in Missy, and we thank you for it, Father. We praise you, Father, that you're going to give her the hunger to be in that closet with you, Lord. Personal relationship that gets closer and closer as she seeks your face, Lord. And I just pray that for all of us, Father, that the distractions would be bound up and gone from us, that we would all press in to you, Lord. And we thank you for giving us the wherewithal to do that. And I bind up flesh in each one of us that wants to keep us distracted from getting into you, Lord. And I thank you for doing that in all of us. And I praise you, Father, for this work that you're doing in everybody here and those that are listening, that you put that hunger to be in your presence and to listen to the words that you give us, Lord, and to give us the revelations out of your word, Lord, that they jump out at us like a neon sign. And I praise you, Father, for giving every one of us the mind of Christ, that we would remember those verses. Remember the words that you spoke to us. And I praise you, Father, for doing that. And I give you glory and honor and praise for each one of us and the words you give us. Out of your cool stream waters, Lord, of the word. And I thank you, Father, for your touch upon us. That you would give us and peel back those revelations in the word like an onion, because each verse has more than one meaning, as we found out over the years. But most of all, Lord, bring us closer to you, that when the time comes, we'll just take a half a step and be right there in the kingdom with you, Lord. That's how close we want to be. And I praise you for doing that for all of us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. And amen. Fill us, Lord, with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah.
I want to pray that you know, I usually sleep pretty good, but just that when I get up in the morning, I just like my body just not is so tired. It's hard for me to wake up. So I command strength and energy in my body, and I command all sluggishness and tiredness, and I pray this for everybody, and when they get up in the morning, Lord, that whether you wake them up or they get awake by alarm clock, that they get, that you give them supernatural energy and strength in their bodies. And we cast down any witchcraft that is sent towards any of us in our bodies, that's come against us in our bodies, no matter what it is, because Lord, when we're dealing with things in our bodies, that's just something of the enemy to keep us from being able to focus on you. And we just cast down all attacks on our bodies in the name of Jesus, in whatever form it comes in. And we cast down all witchcraft in the name of Jesus. And I just command strength and energy into each and every one of our bodies, that when we get up in the morning, we have clarity of mind and thought. Also, we cast down all fogginess and confusion and anything like that in our minds, Lord, that we have sharp, clear thinking when we get up in the morning, Lord. And I just praise you and I thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Missy. I received that too for me, and receive it for everybody. Lord, I just pray your blessing on us, God. The enemy is under our feet. And I pray, God, you'll quicken us all and help us to keep the full armor of God on and be wise and discerning and be ready and remember. And just when we wake up in the morning, it's like we are at war and we can't just be idle about anything. So, Father, help us to do that, because there is many things that would distract us. And I just pray against all of those tactics of the enemy. They would try to keep us from being where you want us and doing the things you've called us to be doing. And I pray blessings and anointing and fervency and diligence and all. Oh, God, we need your help. We can't do it by ourselves, so help us to do it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, Pat.
Father, I just wanted to also, I just thought of it here, Lord. I just would ask, Lord, that you would give us all in the meeting tonight on the call the grace to place our expectation of what we expect as far as the proper amount of sleep or whatever we think we should need. I'd like to just ask you, Lord, to that we can take that expectation or that right of what we feel is our rightful amount of sleep that we should have, and place it upon the altar, place it in your hands, and let you have it. And we give it over to you, Lord, for we have been bought with a price, the precious blood of Jesus. And you well know exactly how much sleep we need, whether it be hours or minutes or whatever. Our life is yours. And so, Lord, we take and give you that that expectation and place it on. We ask you to give us your expectation. Lord, you said in the scripture in the psalm somewhere that you are our expectation. So, Lord, we just look to you to place that within us. And I thank you for that, Lord. We give it up to you. I give it up to you again, Lord. Put it right in your hands and depend upon you to wake me at whatever time. You know that I have enough sleep. You are well able to give us all the rest that we need by however you do it, Lord. And so we thank you that if we get enough of that sleep that we think we have enough, that we just give you that expectation and trust you with giving us what we need. We thank you for it, Lord, for you are our Lord, you are our creator, you own us, you take good care of your possessions, and you know how to fill us with your strength and with your spirit. We just depend upon that and thank you for it, for your overwhelming life within us. And thank you for it. In Jesus' name, I bless my brothers and sisters for such a benefit that you provide, Lord, in your word. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I receive it in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Okay, anyone else? Amen. I could sing, but I'm going to put something else up here that I have been requested to play. How many of you know it's good to worship every now and then?
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. 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 We'll pray for you.
Sing it with me.
All right, let me share this.
Amen. 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 Let's go for it.
Go for it, girl. All right, here we go. This is requested by David. This is what he was talking about a while ago.
Gathered round your grave.
wish I could see angels' faces when they hear your sweet voice sing. So go rest high. Go! just open your heart. Cause through every trial I'm staying, I will be nothing but faithful, cause I am your God. I am your God. And I have come to take off every limit, and I need you to stand up in the fire.
Two awesome songs. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. And appropriate, too. Thank you, Father. All right. It's been a great night. It's been an awesome night. Anybody got anything they'd like to say before we close out tonight? Go ahead, Isaac.
Okay. Maybe you guys can give me a bit of advice here real quick before I say anything. So, anyways, a little bit of advice here. So, I have a brother in the Lord who's come such a long way and really, you know, he's really received the book, Sovereign God. He's really liking it. It's made sense to him. And the fact that can even be received is an amazing thing in itself. Like, I can't, for instance, I was talking to a young kid at work. We were talking about God, and he was agnostic. He didn't know whether to believe or not believe. So we're just talking, and, you know, and
you know, rather than just hit him over the head with the Bible, like, I'm like, well, why don't you watch this documentary about that one about the mountain of Moses? Because that says a lot right there. That can really get somebody thinking. Or look at what Dr. Ivan Penin found on the Astounding New Discoveries. So we were talking. He was actually really interested, asking a bunch of questions. And I was like, well, hey, I said, man, you know, I really couldn't do the justice by trying to explain. I said, but read this and see what you think, because I had it on my computer. I said, check this out. Ain't that cool? And he was reading it, and his contact folded over, and he couldn't read no more. And I was like, okay, Lord, well, maybe enough said for the moment. I'll just let it rest. You know what I mean? Kind of trying to take a hint here. Like, okay. And so I didn't bring it up again. But so my point is, I've seen it where some people can't receive it. Some people haven't been given the opportunity to receive it. This fella has received it. So it's really great. But I know that I've seen some. He's sent me some links here and there, and it goes back to some, you know, pastors that, you know, seem like they're really hip. They really got it going on. Big churches, great things happen, but they bring them under the law again. And I don't know how to tackle a situation. And I'm not one to be like, hey, by the way, because the first thing I'm trying to do is gain a brother, not lose a brother. So I really haven't mentioned anything, kind of looking for the right time. And I'm trying to figure out if when the Lord permits, how to go about that. Any ideas on that? Anybody dealt with that scenario? Michael, anybody? I mean, just I'm going to pick y'all's brain, see what maybe you would, you know, you might think. And I do believe I'll be led by the Lord.
Yeah, amen. This is a new believer you're talking about, right? Are going to be. Can you hear?
Yeah, sure. Phone call.
Oh,
I'm listening.
Okay, go ahead. you're doing right. Just don't get, you can feed them too much and it'll just go places, you know. You did right. And now what you do is pray for it. Just pray and believe for it. And he'll come back. He'll ask some more questions. And just develop a good Christian relationship with him. Generally what we do. And don't, like he said, don't beat him over the head with the book. We've all done that before and it don't work. I can tell you from my experience. But yeah, you're going about it the right way. Anybody else? All right. Hey, Isaac, while you're up and at it, why don't you go ahead and pray us out?
I sure will, man. Okay. Not a bit. Glad to. Lord, I thank you, Father, for my brothers and sisters, Lord. And I thank you for the Holy Spirit. And I thank you for bringing us all together. And Lord, like that, tighten that gold cord that Michael said, Father, we believe that. And Lord, that you are, you're maturing us, Father. And in these days, you're providing for our needs as well. And as the world seems to get darker out there, Lord, you're putting a light in our hearts, Father. A lamp on the high place, Lord, that cannot be hid. And I thank you, Father, for that. I thank you for your word, because it's not us that live, but it's Christ that liveth in us and every one of us. And Father, this body is built. This body is built in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for deliverance for every one of my brothers and sisters in all the regards. And I thank you, Father, for rest. And I thank you, Father, for victory in Jesus' name. And I thank you for your son. Oh, Father, thank you that you see us as you see your son, Father, that we are your children. And Lord, we thank you that it's Christ in us, the hope of glory. We thank you, Father, for the mysteries of the word, that you've opened our minds to understand the scriptures that you did your apostles. Father, all these promises are there for us. And I thank you, Lord, for power, and Lord, that you have sustained us, Father, spiritually, mentally, physically. And Lord, I thank you, Father, you've given us your power, Lord, to walk over the surface, Lord. And I thank you, Father, you give us the power, Father, to speak truth in the midst of the lies and the curse. And I thank you, Father, that Satan, you have no place over us, and that you are beneath us, Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Father, that the kingdom of God is inside of us, and that is you, Father. And I thank you in Jesus' holy, mighty name, and I believe for every one of us and our families, and a protection around us as we go in all places, that this light and this lamp is not hid, and it is hot, and it is available for everyone to see on a high place. But this is Mount Zion, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Good night, y'all.